our next speaker, a very well-known Palestinian analyst and activist, Marwan Bishara. He's a lecturer at the American University of Paris and author of Palestine, Israel, Peace or Apartheid. Please welcome Marwan Bishara.
You know, we have a divine intervention today. The raining stopped, so we can start. And I don't think it's gonna start until we finish. And we're not gonna finish until we try and tackle this diplomatic bullshit that's going on nowadays. Yesterday in London, today in Palestine, it's like the diplomatic bullshit has hit the fan. Every day there's a new thing, a new initiative, a new agreement, a new road to nowhere. Well, I'm gonna help us sort out this crap this afternoon. I have some decently good news. I have some bad news. And I have some great news for you today. Let's start like a diesel car. It's gonna take us some time to heat up. The good news, folks, is that never in its history has the question of Palestine been as strong as it is today. Don't let them lie to you. Don't let them lie to you and tell you because of the Gulf War, because of the Sharon government, because of oppression, because of the rain, that Palestine has been weakened. From the poor neighborhood of Argentina, to the poor women in Africa, to the labor unions in France, to the humanists in Eastern Europe, to the liberals and the freedom lovers in England and the United States, never has been Palestine a symbol of justice, of humanity, as much as it is today. That's the truth. The bad news is, never has the evildoers been as evil as they are today. Never has some cynical leaders been as cynical as they are today, conspiring against this question, conspiring against the most just cause of the 20th century and perhaps the 21st century. They are cynics, double standard, lying to us every day. And they have never stopped conspiring. And today they are conspiring more than ever. And that's where we get to the great news. People, let me remind you, never in the 20th century, I challenged Tony Blair and I challenged George Bush to name me one occupation that lasted in the 20th century. No occupier wins at any time in the 20th century. We always win. The decent people of the world always win. We never lost an occupation. The occupiers have always lost. And they will lose this time. They want a roadmap. Let it be a roadmap. We tell them it should be a shortcut, because we're going to get there to the promised land. And it's going to be the promised land. And it's going to be a free Palestine. There is no other way. You cannot have occupation forever. Folks, apartheid has ended in South Africa. We cannot start another apartheid in Palestine. You cannot have an ethnic cleansing. Ask Milosevic what happens with ethnic cleansers. They go to jail. You cannot have ethnic cleansing in Palestine. You cannot continue the occupation in Palestine. It's going to be free. And if there's going to be a roadmap, it has to be quick to save lives. Save Israel from Sharon. Save Palestine from the Israeli army. and start the road to freedom in Palestine. There is no other way. But they tell you, I love this, folks. They tell you, you have to learn from the lesson of Iraq's Saddam. So what the hell does that mean? We should not go to war with Iran. We should not invade Kuwait. Maybe Palestine should not develop weapons of mass destruction and hide them in Syria. What the hell does it mean? We should start learning the lessons of Iraq. That maybe America is gonna come and occupy us, perhaps. Maybe change our regime. What the hell does it mean for us to learn the lesson of Iraq? If there is anyone who has to learn any lesson from Iraq, is that a change regime has to be in Israel, not in Palestine. We have to change the regime in Israel. And if it needs to be, there has to be a leadership change in America and in England. Because this question is not gonna die. This question is more alive today in the good hearts of the people of England, of the United States, of Europe, and the rest of the world. And if it's committed in the hearts of the people of Palestine and the rest of the world, we will win, like all the occupied people win. Let me tell you, you, the people of England, like you, the people of Europe and the people of the United States, you, not your governments, you have started the movement to save the people of South Africa. Not the cynical British government at the time. Not the cynical American government at the time. You, the people of England, you are the one who started the campaign to liberate South Africa. You are the one who started the campaign to liberate South America and Latin America from the dictatorship. You, the people of England, you are capable of liberating, helping to liberate Palestine. Because we are against occupation, because we love freedom. We love liberty. We are against occupation because we are against death, because we are against racism, because we are against oppression. People like us always win for free Palestine, free of occupation. Thank you.